Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You've got to hear, this is Kathy Lee Gifford. John, talk to us about this.
Yes, well, you know, Reverend Billy Graham just passed away.
Yes, our hearts, yes.
He's home.
Yeah, he's home.
He's home. He's home.
Yeah, he just began to live.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, you know.
And people don't know that. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
We're spirits that have bodies that possess a soul. You know, we go on to live past this life. We have eternity.
Eternity. Eternity.
Know, the question is, what eternity is that? You know,
exactly.
Kathy's talking about. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, anyway, as he passed, you know, there's so many people that are responding, presidents and dignitaries from all over the world, and they're sharing how much Billy Graham has meant to them personally.
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee Gifford, a believer, one who knows God, she, you know, goes on the set of Megyn Kelly to share how, you know, the impact Billy Graham had on herself and her family. You don't want to miss it. We're actually going to watch it. I want you to hear it right now.
Kathy Lee Gifford joins me now. She was a close friend of Billy Graham. Kathy, great to see you.
Still am.
What's your reaction? What are you thinking about
today? They came in to tell me I was in makeup over across the street, and I just immediately just put up my hands and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because he has been lingering and languishing. Last time I saw him was 4 years ago at his 95th birthday party. And Frank was alive then, too, and we went down there. And I was sitting with his granddaughter at a table and hadn't seen him, and he was quite frail. But I knew it, in my heart it would be the last time I'd see him. So I said to her, I said, can I go over and just tell your grandfather thank you? Because my whole family came to faith in Jesus through the Billy Graham organization.
Is that right?
Yes, and I personally did, going to the first movie that the Billy Graham organization ever put out. It was called The Restless Ones. And it's like God met me in my heart right where I lived. I wanted to be an actress. So where does God meet me? In a movie theater. And at that time, he took a lot of flack for even making a movie.
See, I find this interesting because you have the same philosophy as he did, which he used to preach about the joy of belief.
Absolutely.
That sounds like you.
And what just happened for Billy happened for my husband, happened for my mother, for my father. Everybody that dies in Christ goes immediately into the arms of Christ for eternity. That is the hope of the Christian faith. Yes, it gives us the tools we need to live in the world today while we're alive. But that's why I could hold my dead husband in my arms and rejoice, because I knew where he was. And it gives you the peace that passes all understanding. And if we've ever needed peace in this world, we need it now, right? And somebody says to me, why are you so bold about your faith? And I just look at everybody's beautiful face right now. You too. I said, why are you so bold about your faith? And I said, you know what? If you had the cure for cancer, would you keep it quiet? Or would you hold it and keep it a secret? And I always say, I have the cure for the malignancy of the soul. And he has a name, and it's Jesus. And if you just receive, I talked somebody off a cliff this morning on Twitter at 4:30 this morning, because he says, how do I know your Jesus? How can I get to know your Jesus? And I feel so privileged to be able to share just the good news. Gospel means good news. It's good news. And I'm not talking about a religion. I'm talking about a relationship with the living God. They're so different. They're so different. We don't need more religion. We need more Jesus. But that night at his birthday party, he was very, very sort of, his eyes were. And I went over to her and I said, Billy. He insisted everybody call him Billy. He said, Billy, Billy. And I could see sort of he was doing this, and he said, I said, Billy, it's Kathy Lee. And he goes, oh, Kathy Lee, I love you.
I
was so grateful. The only time he ever did a secular television show that wasn't news was my first Christmas special.
Is that right?
Yep. And he came to my house in Greenwich, Connecticut. And all I wanted him to do was sit in front of the fire and read the book of Luke to my children. Cass was 1.5 and Cody was 4.5 or something like that. I don't know. And he did. And all of their little friends were there. It's one of my great, great memories. But before that happened, he got there and we weren't quite ready to shoot his scenes. So I said, and this was early in our relationship, I said, Dr. Graham. And he goes, oh, no, you got to call me Billy. We can't be friends unless you call me Billy. I'd met him before, but this was an intimate, he's in my home. Yep. You know, this is one of those pinch me things, you know. My mother and my sister both came to know the Lord watching one of his crusades on television. Wow. I came home one night and I see my mother and my sister on their knees sobbing their eyes out. And I'm thinking, who died? No, it was who was born.
Well, that's the thing, is I feel like we don't, obviously his son Franklin continues, but
yes,
Billy was one of a kind.
He was one of a kind. And let me give you an example of that. When I said to him, okay, Billy, what can we get you anything? Frank and I were standing there. He said, we'll get you anything you'd like before we shoot. And he goes, anything?
I don't, where's this going?
I know. And we said, anything. He goes, could I have a Big Mac? Frank goes, I'm going to go get you 10 Big Macs. He went around the corner to our little local McDonald's and came back with about 100 Big Macs for everybody.
Aww.
Billy went upstairs, sat there happily munching on Big Macs until he came down and shared the gospel again. I mean, we're all just human. You know,
When I look back at what he preached, you know, from after 9/11, saying the lesson here is about our need for one another. That's the lesson in 9/11, our need for each other.
Yes.
And then even after the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal, Bill Clinton was quoted as saying that Billy Graham had said to him, or that his lesson in having spoken with Billy Graham about it was that he took sin seriously, but he took redemption seriously,
yes,
too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you understand that. And
I sure do.
That's what you say. I mean, I feel like, because I'll tell you, you and I have been having an ongoing discussion about faith and connection with God. And I feel like, who is there today who has his kind of messaging? You know, mm-hmm, that uplifting, joyful, faithful, help me get reconnected. Right. Don't shame me. Don't guilt me.
Don't make me feel worse than I already feel.
Someone who's nonpartisan, someone who's full of love, someone who's not covered in scandal, not trying to rip anybody off. You know, there aren't that many Billy Grahams out there.
There are so many people of faith, though, and sincere faith, and many, many, many in our pulpits, but many, many, many just... It might be your plumber. It might be. God has his people everywhere. And use this opportunity to look into your own heart. Every one of us should, and say, do I have a malignancy of my soul? Where's the doctor? Well, the good news is the doctor is in. Mm-hmm. And he conquered death for all time for every one of us. And it's free. It's probably the only thing in this whole world we live in that's completely free. This broken man on Twitter this morning said, you know, I've disappointed everybody. I'm a mess. I'm a this, I'm a that. I said, I'm a burden to everybody. And I said, you're not a burden to God and you're not a burden to me. And God loves you. Just ask him into your heart and your life will change.
It can be your plumber. It can be your coworker.
Love you, Megan.
Thank you for being
here. And say a prayer for the Graham family today. They're going to be great. They're rejoicing. So thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Thanks for having me.
What an amazing thing. You think about that, you know, that I think about what the Lord said. Jesus said this. He said, you know, that a farmer, you know, he has 90, or a rancher, a shepherd has 99 sheep. He has 100 sheep, but he has 99. And he's looking around for the one.
Mm.
And you think about, you know, because God chose the time, you know, for Billy Graham to go on to be with him. He chose 99, which is his last ultimate message, because, you know, somebody says, you know, why didn't he go to 100? Why did God keep him to 100? Because this is his whole life was about, you know, going after the one.
Yeah.
Because this is what Jesus said. Jesus says that the shepherd will leave the 99 to go look for the one. And John, just talk to that one out there right now.
Listen, I want to talk right to you. You know, maybe you are watching this program right now and you go, man, what about me? I've never spoken to anyone who is never concerned about where they're going to spend eternity. Eternity is forever. And maybe you are away from God. You know, you're lost, and maybe there's just sin in your life. And basically, sin is anything that Jesus wouldn't do. And you've been just so condemned and you've been so beat down. I want to tell you, we want to tell you that God loves you, but you got to get right with God. You got to get the sin out of your life. And you do that by turning to him, by confessing, by saying, yes, it was me. I've done it. I was wrong. Listen, tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All you have is today. And you can avoid tomorrow's regrets by making that decision and saying, Jesus, I want to be forgiven of my sins. I'm not talking about a lucky rabbit's foot. I'm not talking about a get out of hell free card, right? I'm talking about coming into a relationship with a loving God who knew you in your mother's womb.
And loved you.
And loves you and has a plan for your life.
And wants to forgive you.
And this was the whole purpose, is to forgive you because he wants relationship with you. So right now, wherever you're watching, listening, viewing us, I want to help you. I want to help you go to the other side and be with the Lord. I want to pray for you.
So you know where you're going to go.
So you can spend eternity with God. So you can have a right relationship with him. You can do that right now. In fact, I'm going to lead you in a prayer.
Yes.
Just repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I ask you. To forgive me. Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
To wash me clean.
Wash me clean, Jesus.
And to renew me, God.
Renew me, God.
I invite you today. To be my Lord.
To be my Lord.
My Savior. My very best friend. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, if you prayed that wonderful prayer,
yes. We
want to hear from you.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. Listen, put your comments below. You know, we want you to direct you to meet my father. We've shared our testimonies where we've came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we want to know from you. Let's stay in correspondence. Put your comment, put your email.
We have a gift for them too.
And we have a free gift for you at meetmyfather.org. This is a wonderful experience and one that will change your life. Become a disciple, get to know him, hear his voice, and you're on a wonderful journey that's absolutely amazing.
So awesome. Welcome to the family.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.